Iran's foreign minister Manoushir Mottaki alluded Saturday to Tehran's yet-to-come but apparently imminent new package of proposals that he says will be presented to the West for discussion.
از نشست گروه هشت ما پیام جدیدی دریافت نکردیم تازه دیشب.
He says that Iran is preparing a package of proposals on various political, security, economic, and international issues, and he says Iran considers this package a good basis for talks over different issues that the region and the world is struggling with today. During a press conference with visiting Omani Foreign Minister Yusuf bin Alawi bin Abdullah, Mottaki insisted that Iran had not received anything new from the just-concluded Group of Eight summit in Italy.
ما مباحث کلی رو که در حوزه‌های مختلف
سیاسی He says that Iran has not received any new messages. The summit ended Friday, he adds, and according to the news, they, the G8 participants, had mixed views on different issues and could not reach an overall agreement on some of these issues. U.S. President Barack Obama warned Iran Friday that the world was giving Tehran until September to comply with United Nations resolutions over its controversial nuclear program. Mottaki's remarks appeared to discount the importance of the president's warning. French President Nicolas Sarkozy also told Iran Wednesday that the Group of Eight would allow Tehran a brief respite until September to negotiate or face more sanctions. Iranian President Ahmadinejad first spoke of presenting a new package of proposals to the West during the presidential election campaign in May. The five permanent members of the UN Security Council, plus Germany, known as the Group of Five Plus One, presented Iran with a package of incentives to stop enriching uranium, but Tehran has pointedly refused to accept any deal. Iran analyst Mirdad Khansari of the London-based Center for Arab and Iranian Studies says that he thinks Tehran's package of proposals will be aimed at changing the nature of the discussion that the West is hoping to have with Tehran.
The strategy which the Iranian government is pursuing was not to suggest that they are not interested in holding talks regarding the nuclear file, but to come up with their own suggestion to try to change the agenda of the discussion. So what they are going to be proposing will, in essence, have nothing to do with what the 5+1 want to discuss at this time. And that will be used as a vehicle for trying to delay substantial talk regarding the nuclear file.
The G8 leaders told Iran Friday that it must not obtain nuclear weapons, despite repeated claims by Tehran that its nuclear program is intended solely for civilian purposes. The G8 summit also expressed serious concern over violence in the wake of Iran's controversial June 12th presidential election. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.